Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Rijo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jose Rijo. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sabo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Sabo reaches second base with a double. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Magadan strikes out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Benzinger strikes out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Elster reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Sasser goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Elster scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Esther reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rijo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster misplays the ball. That's an error on Elster. Rijo moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sabo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Esther is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Esther is 0-for-1 in the game. Esther hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Esther moves to third. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rijo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riho hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sabo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ester is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ester hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Burtz is now pitching. Luis Quiñones now playing second base. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster is walked intentionally. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gooden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Larkin. Boston scores. Elster moves to third. Gooden moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Carrion now playing center field. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sabo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Larkin steals second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-3 in the game. Magadan strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Benzinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Hal Morris pinch hits for Tim Burtzes. John Franco now pitching. Keith Miller now playing second base. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Hal Morris. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster throws to second for one, and Miller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. O'Neill scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Mets. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds strikes out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin bunts towards the mound. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sabo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.